The movie industry is made up of two separate but equally important groups. The theaters who display the movies, and the critics who overvalue their opinions. These are our reviews. The Morning Blaze is bringing...
Rash!
...to the movies.
All right, before we get to my review of It Chapter 2 Justice, we have Erica on the phone. She was our guest last night at Maya Cinemas. She brought both of her kids. One was 13 and one was 5. That wasn't a joke. What did your kids think of the movie?
They thought it was hilarious.
Hilarious?
They thought it was funny?
I sat kind of far away because I didn't want her child to see a grown man weeping. But what did you think?
I thought it was good. I really liked it. You know how usually like the sequels are not as good as like the first one?
Yeah.
But this one was really good. It was funny. It definitely is. It's hilarious. But at the same time, there are some parts that like jump up and scare you.
It's the other way around. It's frightening, and there are some parts that are funny. You have that reversed. Okay. You had a good time, though?
Yeah, definitely.
Great. What'd you think of the theater?
Oh, it was really nice. I've never been there before, so it was actually my first time ever being there, so I really liked it. I'll probably go there again.
Right on. Well, Erica, thank you very much. Thanks for bringing your kids. It was nice to meet you. I'm glad you had a good time last night.
Nice meeting you, too. Thank you.
I'm so confused. How is that... It's supposed to be funny
She was really cool, and her kids both seemed really cool. Her son genuinely enjoyed the movie. He was Pennywise the Clown for Halloween, I guess, last year.
Oh, you're talking about the five-year-old.
The five-year-old's a fan.
Oh, man. That scares me.
I really did sit on the opposite side of them, too. That wasn't a joke. All right, so normally I will ask Justice about the movie, but considering I'm the one that saw it, take it away, sir.
Yeah.
Fire away. Hit me with some hot takes.
First, where did it start? How did it pick up? Because I know this is... later in time, right?
Yeah, so this, for those who know the story, basically the monster comes back around every 27 years, right? So this takes place 27 years after the last one ended. So the kids from the first movie are now adults, but the kids from the first movie are still a big part of this one. So I don't want to give a lot of it away, but a lot of it has to do with trying to remember things that happened to them when they were kids. So those who are wondering if the child actors that you liked so much from the first movie are back, they are. They're a pretty significant part of this movie. It's not just flashbacks to what you already saw.
That was going to be the next question. So I was actually really shocked to see it's like almost a 3-hour movie. Did you feel it at all after a while?
I didn't realize it was going to be quite that long. And when you got to get up at 4, you start looking at your watch, going, "Is this going to wrap up anytime soon?" It didn't feel like it was long. Like the pacing was pretty good. I don't think you'll go to it and be like, "Ugh, just get on with the killing of the clown." Like, I think people will enjoy it.
Okay, and scared the crap out of you.
I don't do scary movies, so I'm not the best person to say, like, judge. Like, I feel like if I say it was scary, like, I'm going to get some real horror movie fan who's going to hit me on the Facebooks and be like, "You're such a weenie, that was nothing." But to me, it was scary. Like, there was some genuine, like, I don't want to...
Jump scares, right?
Yes, it was. Well, there were both. There was a lot of jump scares. When there was some just kind of gross, kind of gory sequences, and there were some suspenseful sequences. Like, if you understand the story at all, even from the miniseries, then you kind of get, like, whenever there's a child around the clown, it's probably not going to end well.
Yeah.
So those things, they draw out because you know that's coming. And then there are other parts where they just get you when you're not really ready.
Okay.
There's two really, really bad ones that both me and my son were like, "Gah!" and I don't want to tell you exactly when they were, but...
I'm not going to see it, so go ahead.
There's a large statue and an elderly woman that you need to watch out for, is all I'm going to say.
Whenever it's always old people in horror movies, that really freaks me out.
Yeah.
What else is I going to ask?
I will tell you this, too. The cast does a really good job of mimicking the child cast from before, which I thought was kind of cool. Like, Bill Hader is in it, and he's really...
That was the question.
Really, really good. I mean, because I think for the first movie, a lot of people's favorite character, I'm always bad with names, but the kid from Stranger Things with the glasses.
Finn Wolfhard?
He was really good in the first one, and he was a lot of people's favorite character.
Yeah.
Bill Hader plays the older version of him in this movie and nails it. Like,
he crushed it.
They're almost exactly... Like, you really could believe that's this guy when he grew up. So it was the movie was really good. It was well written. I mean, obviously it's a Stephen King story, so it's, you know, its pacing is pretty good. It's pretty suspenseful. He gets knocked for his movie's ending kind of poorly, which is kind of a running joke throughout this movie, which is pretty good. I thought it was genuinely good. Not a horror movie fan, so I can't tell you as a horror movie buff that this is like going to like blow your mind if that's your genre. But for me, it was pretty good. It was genuinely frightening, and if that's your thing, I think you'll enjoy it.
Do all of them survive?
I'm not going to tell you that.
That means, okay, someone
that's,
does.
That's
one
not,
of them does.
That's not something that I'm willing to tell you. I'm not even going to tell you if the clown lives or dies. Or
wait,
if he's
you
even
said
a clown.
Earlier, kill the clown. Whoa.
I don't even know.
Oh, man. Now I'm really never going to know.
It was good, though. It was good. I give it the thumbs up, for
thumbs
sure.
Thumbs up.
My
so
son,
go check
my
it
son
out
who
weekend.
Likes these movies, he really enjoyed it as well. So definitely check it out at
did
my
Did you see like a weird smile on his face during some sequences?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh,
it was
man.
Creepy. It was creepy.
Creepy kids. Creepy kids.
I was with one.
Yep. You're with three.
Four seats now. Maya Cinemas this weekend. Go check out It Chapter 2. If you liked the first one, you'll like this one. I liked it. You know, not just is it a remake, but it's kind of an addition to a remake. So that makes it kind of cool. So check it out. Justice,
nice.
Thanks for letting me go this week.
Yeah, man.
And
glad you enjoyed it.
Sorry for hating
it.
On your lack of ability to go see scary movies.
It's all right. I just don't like clowns.
Okay. Neither do I. And one attacked me when I was young. So I feel like I trump you on that, too.